If there's one show that's put international crime fiction on the map recently, it's The Killing. The Danish TV show is a sensation in Great Britain, where millions of viewers have watched it obsessively in the original Danish. The Killing, or in Danish, Forbrydelsen, has inspired such fanatical devotion. Sales of Nordic sweaters like the one worn by the show's detective Sarah Lund have gone through the roof. An American remake aired on AMC, but to get the full flavor of the original, Steve Paulson tracked down screenwriter and producer Søren Sveistrup.
Søren, Forbrydelsen, or The Killing, has been described as the best crime series in the world. But for an American audience that hasn't yet caught the show, can you fill us in on what we're missing?
Actually, the idea of Forbrydelsen was pretty simple and banal. At the time, I was pretty provoked by all the other shows. I'm a big crime fan, of course, but crime show fan, but many shows, they depict crime as and murder as a kind of industry. You know, one episode, one serial killer, and the killer is caught, and then we move on to next episodes. And I got bored with that. So I wanted to show that you could do actually a lot of drama with just one murder, one killing.
So what you're interested in is not just trying to solve the murder, but the fallout from the killing, including the fallout for the family, for the parents of the
exactly.
girl who's been killed.
Yes, I wanted to show the and focus on the human consequences, actually. So I wanted to see if I could depict the world's strongest family, actually, the world's strongest family, and then to see them try to survive this terrible crime. We did a lot of research on the on actual killings in Denmark and abroad, and unfortunately, of course, the relatives, the families, they have a lot of fights and struggles afterwards. Their lives change very, very abruptly, and their destinies are totally different from before the incident.
God aften, det er fra Kriminalpolitiet. Jeg hedder Sara Lund. Vi skulle egentlig tale med deres nabo, Gertsen. Ved de, hvor hun er?
Can you describe your central detective, Sarah Lund? How is she different from other detectives who've come before her?
I don't know if she's different, but she's definitely has become an icon of great interest. She's not especially a female detective. Actually, she's more thought of as a kind of alien from outer space, you know. She fell to Earth, and now she has to deal with humans. And she's socially handicapped, you could say. I mean, she doesn't really listen when people are talking to her. She doesn't really, you know, even though it's her only son talking to her. And she can't really relate in many respects to socially.
Well, and the other thing that I'm struck by is how you depict Sarah Lund, just visually. I mean, she doesn't wear sexy clothes as many American detectives would wear. In fact, she has this trademark sweater that she always wears, and I understand that it's become a phenomenon.
Yes,
sweater.
No, because, you know, at the time when we started out, every show had this female detective in high heels, and while she was solving the cases, actually, she was also dating the forensic guy, you know, and I thought, this can't be done. So, of course, Sophie Grubble is amazingly attractive, so maybe that's why we can do it. I mean, you can lock her in a box, you can turn out the light, and there will still be a special glow, you know, around her and the box, and so it was easy to dress her down. I mean, we really dressed her down. And then Sophie had a good idea. She said, okay, if I'm that much my own person, my own character, maybe I could walk like a man. So she tried it to, you know, instead of walking female like females.
And, what does it mean to walk like a man?
No, you know, you can walk as a woman, a female detective, as you said before. You walk very, you know, elegantly, and you don't stumble, you don't fall, you don't you have etiquette. You know what to say in big crowds. Maybe your hair is always right, and we just wanted to do the opposite. So every time we thought, now you're too good looking, and we stopped, and then we rearranged things, and walk like a man. It means like a farmer, maybe. maybe, or like John Wayne, I mean, a good old cowboy.
I think I've just discovered the secret of your TV show. You've created a modern John Wayne, but as a woman in Copenhagen.
Or Clint Eastwood. I mean, I'm a great fan of Clint Eastwood. So we talked a lot about Clint Eastwood and also about spaghetti westerns because we wanted to have, you know, whole, that whole feeling in an urban way, you could say.
Jeg hører, at bilen hører under Troels Hartmanns kontor.
Ja, de har lejet den. Indtil videre, det er vores vigtigste spor, ja.
Hey, elsking.
Hi, Bing. Undskyld.
No, I'm struck by some of the things that you've said that you wanted to do, to dig into with your television show, The Killing. I mean, talk about, explore family, love, vengeance, grief.
Yes.
I mean, these are the subjects of great literature, of course. And I guess I'm wondering if there are certain advantages of playing this out in the crime genre.
Actually, when I think about how we started out, I wanted to do something more novel-like. I just, you know, realized that if you take TV seriously, I think it has a lot of resemblance to a novel, actually. It's not like this was actually easy to do in Denmark because a lot of people, they said, how can the audience deal with a crime story that actually goes on in so many episodes? But today, you know, people are saying, okay, that was good. I mean, we needed that. We were tired of, you know, all the one episode stuff too. So I think it's okay in some respects to compare the opportunities of a television show to a novel.
Now, I have to ask you about Danish television in general, because it's really hot right now. I mean, around the world, and not just your show, The Killing, but The Bridge, Borgen, the upcoming 1864. I mean, these are catching on fire around Europe and starting to catch on in the United States. What's going on with Danish TV? Why is it so hot?
Well, Denmark and Norway, Sweden, we haven't been on the map, so to speak, that much. So there's a special feeling about these territories now. And of course, we are a bit strange compared to many other countries because we have this welfare system. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, maybe that social awareness has been also a gift for many writers and directors. And I think that's... You get a different flavor in the international market, and I think we need that. I mean, in a few years, maybe it will be, I don't know, Colombia or Bolivia, you know, that kind of flavor. You never know.
Yeah. And one thing that's striking about not only your show, but a lot of these other Danish TV shows is there seems to be a great deal of interest in border crossings. I mean, even your show, The Killing, it takes us into Norway in season 3. What's going on here, do you think? Why this fascination with crossing borders?
It has to do with the everybody thinking global. I mean, I'm thinking global, but then again, we are very, very, you know, we feel very strongly for our local situation, for our places, so residences, and that is very much the case in Denmark because of the weather. I think. I mean, if you've seen the Killing, you would understand why, because it's always rainy, and in fact, we only have you know, maybe 1 month a year, and it's November. And every month is November, actually. But of course, also even the Danes wants to cross borders. And but normally we stay indoors, you know, in our IKEA homes. I think, you know, that's why we love IKEA that much, because of the weather. We have to stay inside. But, you know, sometimes, and even Saarlund has the courage to cross borders. And, you know, you always love that when characters, they have the courage to do that.
Steve Paulson talked with Søren Sveistrup, the screenwriter and producer of the Danish TV series Forbrydelsen. The American remake is called The Killing, but hold out for the original.